The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Great Monday. Thanks for being with us. Jody Jackson is going to come on board today. Fox Sports Arizona reporter, host, caller, the queen of Arizona television. Jay will be with us coming up at 10:20. Last night, I was at the Coyotes Shane Doan event. To the right of me was a grown man crying. To the left of me was a grown man crying. And this was very early in the Shane Doan ceremony. I'm going to talk about last night and what that was like. It's pretty cool in our community when we have great events to honor great people that have been a part of what's been taking place here. We cannot do that around the Suns right now. And I went on a rant on Twitter on Saturday night because they lose the stinking Hawks, and the way they lost was awful. So in a span of 24 hours, I got to just the worst of the worst in Phoenix, and then the best of the best last night. When you have Luis Gonzalez and Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald all show up, walk out on the ice, and there were many, many others. Commissioner Bettman from the NHL was introduced, and Bill Daly. Gary Bettman spoke and got booed, which was awesome, but then he had some very nice things to say. Shane cried like a baby, and I'll get into that. I'm thinking Jody had to have bawled. Eric, you did not see... you didn't see any of Doan. Were you into the Oscars last night?
No, I just was catching my breath after a double on Friday and a double on Saturday for work. So I
was
yesterday,
it work?
Yesterday was
you make it
yeah,
sound like no, it was work.
It was work.
Was it?
Yeah, thanks to our lovely weather, my 7 o'clock 4A championship game got pushed to 9 o'clock.
9 p.m.
Yes, and because of the event that you went to last night,
yeah,
I got halfway through my video on Saturday night slash early Sunday morning in Glendale, and they said, "Hey, so we're in the process of turning this basketball court into a hockey arena. There's kind of a big thing going on here tomorrow." So I had to shut the laptop down, drive 45 minutes back to my house. They didn't kick me out, but there was only like a few places in the arena that had power at that time. I know a lot of people don't ever get to see.
We like to let you know if sausage is made.
The work. Well, the work that gets done when they're. Just listen.
Huh?
When they're taking a basketball arena and turning it into a hockey rink.
Yes.
And these people are like, there's like a group of 12 and they're working like the thing has to be done in an hour. When they really have all night to do it.
Yeah, they're ants.
So
they
yesterday was like. Work on some TV show stuff, clean the house, reintroduce myself to my dogs because I've been gone. It was a busy weekend.
I see.
A lot of work.
I see.
So so I didn't see it. I saw highlights of it, but
there
it
were
was,
a lot.
It was lengthy from what I was told.
Yeah, it was lengthy.
Not in a bad way. It was just lengthy.
No, it started at 5, the ceremony. I got there about 4:15, 4:20.
Your flight landed around 4 then?
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's a haul. When the new 202 goes in, it's going to take a lot of that drive time away. It's 58 miles from my house to the Coyotes Arena.
It's a long way.
And I'm not joking.
One way.
And yeah, and Shane had some awesome things to say last night about the fans around the country give us a bad rap here because they don't know how hard it is. And this is Shane talking. How hard it's been for you fans to come see us because it's a haul. He's like, the 101 was shut down today. And when I was going over there, the 10 was shut down in downtown and you had to go around. But, you know, the length of last night, it wasn't the Oscars. It wasn't one of those, you know, Shane getting the Harley and the golf cart. I asked him, which one is he more excited about? He said his 12-year-old's excited for the golf cart to take him to school, but he wants to go out on the Harley as well. Like, Shane Doan on a Harley, I just don't see it. Shane Doan on a horse, I see. And when they raised the banner last night, there weren't many dry eyes. I've not been there day in and day out. Shoot, I haven't been in there month in and month out because the team hasn't been good. And I go to stories where there is a story. There's a really good story now going on with the hockey team. Shane's family, you see them there. The only thing missing, not thing, one of his daughters was missing. She was acting. She was out of town in a play. And she is the one that made the introduction to him, which just he said wasn't fair because it made him just sob. And what a cool scene that was. You know, the 19s and Shane there in the middle doing his speaking. And the Coyotes is an organization. Shane even joked about that. He said, I don't know how to say the word about, right? You know, he made fun of himself. And he said, I remember when Rick Tocchet had a great head of hair. And Tyson Nash spoke on a storyline of Shane knew that there was something going on with his mother's health, Tyson's health, when they were teammates, and stopped him on the plane and said, how are you really doing? And the two of them had known each other since Shane was 9 and Tyson was 10. Yeah, there were tears last night. And that's good. It's really good stuff. When you're in my space of being around a while and you see guys that are getting it done after their career is finished, because every athlete at a high level goes through a period of adjustment. It just is the way it is. Larry Fitzgerald's going to go through it. I think Kurt went through it. Last night, Gonzo and I talked down in the – I haven't seen Luis in a while, and we just sat down or stood downstairs and visited for, I don't know, a good 10 minutes about our kids, what's going on, and how's my wife, and triplets, and everything they're doing, and Jacob, and all that stuff. And you know, you walk out of there, and you say, I'm pretty lucky. I'm pretty lucky that here in Phoenix, guys like Luis and Kurt and Larry, and yes, each one has their own idiosyncrasies, or Steve Nash, or you know, whomever. In San Diego, it was Tony Gwynn was a very close friend. Tony was my color analyst. I convinced Tony to get into broadcasting once his career was done. It didn't take much convincing with him. So, you know, you get around those guys, the late Junior Seau, you know, I've lost Tony and Junior. And both those guys I would consider friends. Junior pretty much ended my basketball career when I was a senior in high school and he was a freshman. And I tried to dunk at Oceanside High School and that just wasn't going to happen with Junior Seau, a knee injury and ankle injury later. And irony of ironies, I end up covering him and we end up hosting shows together. So, you know, there was some moments last night where I guess I look at a guy like Shane and feel like, what's next for him? Is it going to be president of the Coyotes? Is it going to be something in the National Hockey League? He's working in the league office. Our opening comments brought to you by Sagicor Now. Protect what matters most. And by that, I mean through life insurance. But there's so much more that Sagicor can do for you. I became a licensed agent back in late October. Something that tugged at me whenever I decide to have someone involved with this partnership here at Sports 360, I want to know what they do. And I'd seen Sagicor, I'd visited with Sagicor, and I found out that there was a lot there of protecting people, protecting families through life insurance. And I've been able to sell some policies and help some people out or just give them some guidance or just say, guys, if you're not protected, go get it done. Because I've seen the other side of it too, people that didn't get themselves taken care of. Log on to Sagicor now, get your free quote online. That's at Sagicor. We appreciate Sagicor and their support. We'll wax with Jody Jackson next about last night from Fox Sports Arizona. I'm Brad Sussmad. Right, before we get to Jody, this was last night. We'll briefly show you this and then bring on board Jody Jackson, Shane Doan, after last night's big event.
Down to like who was taken in the third round in 2018, who's playing in Brandon, and he's a right wing. Anyways, he would tell you, so for him to see the absolute pure joy and how excited he is for as a fan, and obviously I am too for being a fan of all of the guys and everything about it and wanting the organization to do well. Yeah, it's awesome. And this is a huge game. Obviously, Lionel's got a couple the other night, so it's going to be, you're going to have to be good tonight because once he gets rolling, he's tough to stop. But this is a big game and they got to find a way to win, get some points.
That was last night, Shane Doan talking about his son and how geeked up he is about the Coyotes in a playoff race. That brings us to Jody Jackson, Fox Sports Arizona's pre-post game show host of the Coyotes, also the Diamondbacks. I saw her doing some Grand Canyon last week. She doesn't take a day off. And I know you have a meeting here in like 7 minutes, so just drop the phone when you have to go.
No worries. I'm sure I can be a little bit late for you, Brad.
That's very nice of you. Did you cry last night?
Yes.
Yeah?
I cried. It's interesting. I cried a little more than I thought I would, and I cried at like the strangest times.
Like when?
Well, so the first thing was I cried when Todd was talking about his granddaughter Frankie and her struggles and you know, Shane being there for them at that time. And then, I mean, it just, it happened kind of intermittently, you know, and it would be like drinking when they just showed they'd cut, you know, cut to Shane's family. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just kind of that emotion, his, when he would be like smiling and laughing, and then he would get serious and he would kind of tear up. And then, you know, the other one that really stood out was Tyson.
Yes.
And just everything. I mean, we all that work closely with Tyson, especially the guys on the road, you know, because the road trip this week and then coming back home, and I had heard he was so, you know, nervous about it and all of that. And just him delivering that, and everybody just kind of sharing those personal stories you don't always hear, kind of burying your soul, wearing your heart on your sleeve, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to see that. And when he spoke about his mother and when she was dying of cancer and how Shane was there for him. And then, but you know, it was Ben Tyson when he went on to just describe his goals and, you know, the things that he did on the ice. I was like, I cried at that too. I was like sitting there thinking and telling my producer, I don't know why I'm crying right now. He's talking about his goals and assistance, but it was the way that it was all delivered, which was very heartfelt and really special night. And I just applaud everyone from top to bottom. And the Coyotes did a great job. Todd obviously did a wonderful job.
Yes.
He just has a way with words, and it was just perfect. And then everyone's speeches were great. Shane was typically gracious, and you know, and his family, you can see it just radiates goodness, you know. It's just mm-hmm. weird. I think we all kind of, a couple people talked about it too, is like, you think about, you find yourself wondering, how can you be as good a human as this person? And that's actually good for all of our souls, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
it was really neat.
When did you laugh last night? I got when you cried. What made you laugh last night?
Well, Tyson made me laugh a couple times. Just, you know, he's got the lines that you hear during the games, you know, things that he says about a play or a guy, or he might describe a guy's body type, or, you know, when you talk about Shane wearing a belt buckle as big as a dinner plate.
Yes.
Or, you know, just silly stuff. And it was just totally, it was cool because that's like the Tyson you see every day, you know, so he was able to be really serious and share, and then also just be his regular, you know, his humor is great. And then, I mean, a couple of times I laughed at Daniel Briere's story.
I laughed when Bettman got booed, and then
I laughed too because the guy, I love Gary. I'm sorry, I love Gary Bettman. Can I?
Yeah, sure. Defend
and
him.
I find it hilarious that people.
I mean, he got booed, not just a little. He got booed, not just a little bit of booed. He got booed.
Well, I'm trying to figure out now, because back in the day when he would come to town, people here would boo him because of the Coyotes. You know, for whatever reason, like they, you know, just that they were. I don't know. I don't even know what he never has had a hand in why the Coyotes have struggled. But then, you know, last night I was trying to figure out, was it the Winnipeg fans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how many Winnipeg fans really were there? I don't. So maybe I'm totally off on that. And there are some people that are fans of Winnipeg and Phoenix and Arizona.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't know. I had to laugh with him. He came up to the stage with me and said, look, Gary, you know, he's seen me around forever. You know, obviously he's based in New York. I was East Coast for so long. I was covering the Florida Panthers. I at times was, you know, and they were in the Stanley Cup Finals my first year of covering hockey. And so he kind of, you know, he and I have seen each other going back to those days. And I said, you know, I'm just embarrassed for this. I'm embarrassed for that situation. And he just laughed. He goes, he's been in it 26 years as the commissioner. I personally think he does a very good job, and no one knows how to navigate that league and everything that goes into that than he does. So he has a great attitude toward it. He just kind of laughs. So he was asking about my family. He's another guy that's very engaged. You know, he's asking about my family, and I know he has grandchildren now. And I don't know. It was just, he's happy for Arizona. He was genuinely happy to see that crowd. And yes, when he said that Shane was the reason why the team stayed still here.
Yes,
that was, you know, and there are things that have gone. He didn't get into detail with me last night, but we've heard stories about meetings that went on, and Shane was right there. And Shane doesn't want to talk about that, but yeah, I mean, because there were times when people were gauging the fan interest, like, look, is this worth it? And people love Shane Doan. And yeah, it becomes harder to rip people's hearts out when there's a player that they love, you know?
A couple other questions, and I'll let you go because I know your meeting's coming up. Jody Jackson, Fox Sports Arizona reporter and show host on Last Night with Shane Doan. What does he do in 5 years, 10 years in terms of being involved with the Arizona Coyotes? Right now he's involved with the league. Is he a future president? I'm not taking Aaron Cohen's job, but is he an owner? Or where do you see him going?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it'll, you know, I don't know. He can probably do whatever he wants because he brings an element, even if there are things that he doesn't know the intricacies of, but everything he's been exposed to, though, has really prepared him for mostly anything he would want. I just don't know. So just a word on Aaron Cohen. I think he's doing a really nice job. He's connected a lot of dots.
Yes.
And I don't know. But I think he could definitely. I think it was too raw of a situation when everything went down. You know, and was like, I think his conversation with Gary Bettman was probably like, Gary was like, "What do you want to do?" And at that moment, it wasn't work for the Coyotes. You know, so. Mm-hmm. At that next moment, it was like, well, can you come on and work for the NHL? And so I think that definitely that marriage is something that could happen for sure. It's really up to Shane. And, you know, he's very, even though his daughter's in college, but, you know, he's so busy with his kids and everything too. I think he wants to be able to focus on that. I met with them right after Christmas and, he wants to be involved with those kids in a way that he wasn't involved before. Even though I was amazed, the man, I asked the kids, I said, you guys are saying that he's around even when he's not around? How does that happen? Because, you know, I'm on the road about 60 nights a year or whatever.
Sure.
And I'm like, this man is amazing. Those kids told me, well, we felt like he really was never gone. I'm like, Shane Doan, you really are amazing. So
speaks to the,
how he does it.
It speaks to the person that he's married to as well.
Yes, they are really, truly genuine and wonderful people, and yes. It's great.
Before I get you out of here, so last night we saw the royalty of Arizona sports, which was great to have Larry and Kurt and Luis and Shane there. I guess, Jody, I'm curious on your point of view in being front-facing talent around the Diamondbacks. You do the Cardinals show in the offseason, but that's not your main job anymore. And you have the Coyotes. It's a big part of what you do. How do you look at this group here in Phoenix, those four in particular, and how it all works together in a market that right now is pretty flat outside the hockey team making a playoff push?
I mean, I think that group is amazing. I really was thinking about it when Larry and Kurt joined Matt McConnell last night during the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have Gonzo, who is such a big part of the community. I was thinking how lucky we are to have great role models in this town, and they all are a little bit different in their own way, but they all really value the connection with people, and they all really get the fact that they were lucky to do, I think, I don't know if it's a mom or just a network.
No, it's Jody. You go. Keep going, girl.
Like,
you got
well,
it.
I feel like there's such a – everybody in this life right now feels – I feel like they confuse empowerment with, like, entitlement.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, but you can be empowered and be just grateful, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
to be – I think you listen to some of these great athletes and these people that – you know, really people do bow down to them, but they don't ask for that. You know what I mean? They never asked for it. They never expected it. They don't look for it. And yet I think we see so many people that maybe don't nearly deserve it, and they sort of expect it in
yes.
any walk of life. So
yes.
I think that's what makes these people special for whatever reason, whether it's the upbringing, the experiences they've had, their wives, their loved ones, something that taught them that, you know, I thought Andrea Doan said it well to me in the piece I did on the family. Who gets to do this? Who even gets to do this? You know,
mm-hmm.
or do we wish he had won a Stanley Cup? Do we wish it ended differently? But who even gets to do all of this? And who, you know, and I think you hear that same type of stuff from Kurt and from Larry and from Gonzo. And so it's a great example. I hope kids are watching.
No, that's well put. I'll let you go off that, get to your meeting. Appreciate the time and insight as always. Thanks.
Yeah. So we're going to juggle some hockey and D-backs. It's going to be a lot of fun, Brad. We'll see you out there. I'm glad you were able to get out there yesterday. It was something that I don't think any of us will ever forget.
No question about it. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Brad.
There's Jody Jackson, my friend. You know, I got a Friday was I put another candle on the cake, and I got a note, a very sweet note from the professor. Eric, have you seen the professor lately? Have you had a chance?
No, it's been years. I haven't seen her in a long time.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
You know, there's Jody and there's the professor.
Two great people.
Oh, my gosh.
Pros.
And the professor, we're talking about Paula Bovin. The professor sent me this nice, sweet, very few words, which is so Paula. And Jody's the same way. You know, Jody on, I think it was Valentine's Day on her social, she just wrote something very deep for her and just let herself go. She's got it. And last night, you can't help but get deep. I mean, guys, I'm going to talk about how the Suns blow in the next segment, but trust me on this. What happened last night at the Coyotes, and I'm sure Fox Sports Arizona is going to show it over and over and over, take the time to just hear some of these speeches. Just take the time. Yeah, the Suns. So there's already speculation that Igor is not going to make it. So I have to get to them on the other side and the just total train wreck. And there's a few other things on my mind today, too, that I want to get to before we get out of here. Arizona State and U of A and much more. Stay with us. So we're getting to the point where, as a staff here, we don't have a big staff, but we have a staff that's nimble. And when we see a story, we go to it. We're getting to the point where we need to start going to every Suns game. I don't think we're going to travel. We're not going to Miami tonight. They're going to lose there. They have set the all-time record for the franchise. They managed to accomplish this feat in tremendous fashion on Saturday night, completely botching an end of, halfway through the fourth quarter, they had a lead, and then they just gagged. They rolled over with fleas on their belly and were scratched. DeAndre Ayton didn't touch the ball at all. Somebody on DeAndre Ayton's personal team was tweeting stuff about DeAndre Ayton not getting the ball enough while the game was going on. You can't script this stuff. 17 in a row they've lost. And here's the better news. They have a Miami South Beach game tonight. Yeah, that's right. Trying to break the losing streak in Miami they had last night off with a group of players that aren't happy with each other, that aren't playing well, that have very few role models, a bunch of young guys that have everybody in their ear, loose on South Beach on a Sunday night. Am I expecting them to win tonight? No. Actually, hell no. This would be Igor's greatest accomplishment as coach of the Suns, and there's already starting to be some rumblings that perhaps Robert's going to pull the plug on Igor. I don't believe these rumblings, but they're out there in the agent community. Let's go through this. So they play at Miami tonight. They have 3 days off to try to get their act together after that. They're home on Friday. Eric, are you busy Friday night? Do you have plans?
I am. Yep, I'm really busy.
Too well to attend. Suns of New Orleans, game here. I think I'm busy too.
The return of Alvin Gentry again.
I think it's a Jordan night, maybe a Devin night. Then they have the Lakers here the next night. You available?
What? Your mic cut out.
Are you? Me either. Then they have Milwaukee and Giannis. You available?
The return of Eric Bledsoe again.
Busy, huh?
I might be able to make time to watch that.
So they have the Knicks here a week from Wednesday. That's a possible win, right? I mean, possibly. They're not going to beat. Like, they're going to lose tonight.
But they were one-point favorites in Cleveland last week and got raced. They lost
it wasn't
by
even
like
close.
15 or 16 points.
They got crushed.
So you say in a winnable game, maybe.
So, you know, they're already in the history books here in Phoenix as the worst team. We've been doing this together since 2012, okay? And every year. We think it's gotten worse and worse and worse. Did you watch any of the game the other night against Atlanta?
I didn't see any of it, no. But my friend did send me a YouTube video, Brad, from the 7 seconds or less days, and I have it on my MacBook. And sometimes I just like watch that highlight video.
That
it's like a 4-minute video of just like all these Amari dunks and great Steve Nash passes and Grant Hill attacking the basket and Kurt Thomas blocking shots and all these. Just like it was such a fun time. And I just kind of watch those instead of watching the game.
At this point, I'd take John Hotplate Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Yeah, was it Jaron Collins even made this little highlight? You know, one of the Lopez twins was on the team. I can't remember which one. I believe it was Robin.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so Thursday night, I decide I'm going to go to the 6A semifinals. I always like going to the semifinals in boys and girls high school basketball. It's cool to see the next. And I want to see Nico Mannion. He is the next. He is the next player that will make it, in all likelihood, to the NBA, or at least keep playing pro ball somewhere. And he's very special over at Pinnacle High School. I get there early enough to see the game before that. Got like 45 minutes. It's raining sideways. It's cold. It's nasty down at ASU. And I decide to walk over to one of the restaurants nearby. I'm by myself. I'm drenched. I'm like, wow, this is taking me back to when I'm 17, just covering stuff, but I love it still. I do. And I walk into this place for dinner, and they have like every TV's on UCF against Cincinnati. Not one TV, not one is on the Suns and Cavaliers. Me being me, I asked the server, hey, can you flip one of these around to the Suns? There's, I don't know, 20, 30 TVs. Can you flip one of these around? We'll see if we can figure it out. Goodbye. Gone. Fast forward to Saturday. Saturday, I decide I want to go see Duke and Syracuse. Wife and I go for a long bike ride. We pull into a little corner sports restaurant. Walk in there. Very nice people. Happy hour still going on a Saturday. I'm set. I'm watching Syracuse Duke, and I realize Suns game's on. Look around every TV. Not one of them is on the Suns game.
And no one's saying anything.
And nobody's saying anything.
Not a word.
Nothing. So I have to, again, call the server over. Different place, right by my house. Hey, can you flip one of these around? Oh, sure. Not a problem. And to this person's credit, they knew what channel. They go over 686, FSAZ, and there's a Suns game. But it's one TV over in the corner. It was like, I'm seeing a repeat of Tiger in Mexico. I'm seeing like the Speed Channel. I'm seeing Duke and Syracuse everywhere. But I have to ask to get the Suns game on because they've become so irrelevant. And the Suns will say, no, we're getting TV ratings. No, you're not. I mean, you're really not. So I sat there with my wife on Saturday night and watched the first half of this nonsense. And it's just two bad teams. But the difference is, the Hawks have Trae Young. Trae Young is really good. I think if the Suns had a point guard worth a darn, they might be further along in the process, but they don't. So instead, we're left looking again at watching the Duke game and saying, which one of these three guys is going to show up in Phoenix at the end of June? It's like Groundhog Day over and over and over. There's this movie coming out in June called Yesterday. It's a movie about a guy who goes back in time. Actually, I'm sorry. He goes through his life, and the Beatles never were invented, but he knew all the Beatles songs, right? So he's able to sing Beatles songs, and the world thinks he's the greatest because he has all these Beatles songs, even though the world doesn't know that the Beatles existed. Make sense? It's like what I'm seeing with the Suns, right? I wish they didn't know how bad they were, but they are so bad and putrid right now. And there's no outrage. There's none. I'm sitting there Saturday night watching them just crap the bed against a team that's not good with a bunch of guys I'd never heard of. And DeAndre Ayton's not touching the ball. It's almost like you're looking at the four guys on the court and they're all saying, we're not going to give him the ball. So he's disengaged. He's frustrated. He looks like a shell of himself. It looks like a complete miss as a number one overall pick as I'm watching them the other night. And I get these clowns that will say, oh, they're this close. What are you talking about? Trust the process. Our friend Espo, who used to be into this timeline thing, he got out of the business because he knew. You cannot trust Robert on any of this. And I love Greg. He worked for the Suns. But to be sitting here tonight as the longest losing streak in the history of the franchise now in place. While I'm sitting there last night at the arena saying, man, the Coyotes are fun to watch, great fan base, great history, great tradition, great heritage, it almost reminded me of the Suns back in the day. It did. It's no offense to the Coyotes, but come on. The Suns were that team. And there's really good people that work at the Suns. Suns Charities does terrific work. If the owner blows out Igor, it's just another one along the road. If James Jones can't figure it out, it's another one along the road. If it's a player doesn't work out here, Devin Booker is going to explode at some point and say, I don't want to be here anymore. It's coming. It's coming, guys. If you don't think it's coming, you just haven't seen it enough. So I guess I've got to watch. Like, I think it's got to be must-see TV for our staff, Eric. I think everybody should be on Suns Watch every game from here on out because it's historical stuff. Supposedly, they're going to get out of this ditch or this cavern or this crevice, however you want to describe it. So we need to remember just how far off course they went. Tonight, Miami, check it out. At least I've got Dwayne Wade one last time. We're back after this timeout. A few other things before we get out of here. So ASU basketball may have something brand new that we have not seen, I don't think ever. And that is they're not going to play, it looks like, the first day of the Pac-12 tournament, which is 2 weeks from this Wednesday. We love going to Vegas. We love going to the Pac-12 tournament. And I do believe that we are going to be there, and it's going to be great. They beat Cal. They had to struggle to beat Cal last night. U of A actually had a good weekend. They beat Stanford. Stanford's falling apart. So on the college basketball scene, in 2 weeks in Vegas, you will have Grand Canyon trying to play in the championship game against New Mexico State for a shot at going to March Madness. And I hear that Cal State Bakersfield is really tough, too, so we'll see. ASU could be the second seed in the conference, which never happens. Washington's going to be the number one seed. They would play on Thursday, sometime either Thursday afternoon, mid-afternoon, or Thursday night for their first round game, which is huge for them to show up and see teams leaving. They never get to see teams leave because usually they're the ones that are leaving. There's that. Bryce Harper is in the news cycle today. Bryce Harper, according to reports, has been offered a one-year deal by the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm sure this comes as news to Cody Bellinger and some of the other outfielders with the Dodgers like, huh? What? Really? They'll say otherwise, but that's just a fact. In the way it works in sports, when you have a star player potentially show up on a roster, it's the business side of baseball. It's no different than Yasiel Puig being told, you're shipped out, you're going to Cincinnati, enjoy it, have a nice day. With Manny Machado showing up in San Diego and signing there long-term, which, terrific talent. I think the Padres have done a very good job of rebuilding and retooling. They have some good veteran guys on that team. Alongside of Manny Machado, you're going to put up with some highlights and you're going to put up with some stuff during the course of the season because that's just who he is. That brings us to our hometown heroes, the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks so far have had a lackluster in terms of news cycle, big time buzz around the franchise, from my humble opinion. And you know what? I'm fine with that. This team does not need to chase headlines, in my opinion. There will be people that will say otherwise. Those are people probably on the sponsorship side and people probably on the TV rating side that would like to see some buzz around this team. No offense to the guys that are here, but when you say Steven Souza Jr. and the Diamondbacks are taking on the Padres, tune in tomorrow night at 7, it just doesn't quite have that ring to it. Jake Lamb and the Diamondbacks are in action tomorrow night. Sorry, he just doesn't have that star attraction. On the other side, it's Manny Machado and the Padres tonight. Tune in at 7. People are going to tune in. Bryce Harper and the Dodgers tonight. And you look at the Dodgers with everything going on there. Justin Turner has age. Clayton Kershaw has already been shut down here in spring for a week. It's not like this franchise isn't going through some growing pains. And I think if the Diamondbacks just stay the course, you really have to, if you're Ken Kendrick, you really have to trust that your front office is dialed in from top to bottom, and you need some players to come through. I think that, look at A.J. Pollock in a Dodger uniform. Yeah, from the outside, it's a bad look. On the inside, I think any of us that saw A.J. Pollock here know that he probably isn't going to be on the field for 130 or 140 games. That's just who they're getting. Bryce Harper, would I like to see the Diamondbacks pick up the phone and call on him? They can't make it work with the Greinke contract. Was Bryce Harper all that last season? Is Bryce Harper all that? Does he just need a change of scenery? It's an hour away from Vegas, his home. He could commute, you know, have a car pick him up, have an Uber pick him up, take him to the Scottsdale Airport, and he could fly home in 45 minutes private, and he could just commute back and forth, being serious about this. So they have decided to not get in on this. They have already gone out in the past and spent big money on the pitching side of things. Outside of Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray, I don't think there's going to be a big buzz about who pitches on nights that's going to make fans tune in. I could be wrong on that. I'm preaching patience here. I kind of like the fact that the Diamondbacks, I really like the fact the Diamondbacks are not making a move that is reckless at this point. I really do. Jared Nielsen's our chairman of the board. He's the Iron Man on so many fronts. We appreciate him day in and day out. Eric Sorensen, the senior executive vice president of Nothing on the Show, or Everything Day in and Day Out. Jordan Hamm, Devin Henry, all doing a great job too. Enjoy your Monday.